Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And BroadwayInChicago.com and The Color Purple. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Watching the world go by, filled up a frosted glass. I took a sip and made it last. I tell you what, I never tasted so good. Wouldn't change this moment even if I could. I'm a watching.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast. This is show number 127. I'm Peter Maverick.
And I'm Amy Matheny.
Hey, lady.
Hey, Peter.
What's up?
Well, I have to tell you, our news story in our last show about Cherry Jones being the new president on 24 has me so super excited and also at the same time super pissed off because that show is like crack cocaine. And I've only ever watched season one. And when I did, it took over my body and
really?
My psyche. Oh, it's
why?
Just,
why do you think that is?
Have you watched it?
I have, and it didn't do that to me. It was interesting. But
well, somebody gave me like all of season one on DVD. And so when you're watching it like that and you know, you can keep watching it and keep watching it and keep watching it, it's like doing a bad drug trip all night long. Like I wanted to keep watching episode after episode. You can't quite find the moment when you feel like you can't stop and go without watching the next thing that's going to happen.
I was like that with Rome, but I ran out of lube, so I had to stop watching.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God. It was so hot. It was porn.
So gorgeous.
I couldn't. Some friends were like, oh, you have Rome season one. Can we watch it together? I was like, no.
No, I can't watch it with you.
I can't watch it with other people. The pants tent is too... No.
No.
No, you can't. No. My doinger is my doinger. Honey, sister, dick will make you sick. You can't do that.
I can only watch Bad Girls with my girlfriend. I feel a little weird even when I watch it with my friends girls that I don't, you know.
It's a little, it's kind of awkward.
I know there are women who think that about L Word, you know, they get off on the L Word, and guys used to do that about Queer as Folk, but those shows never really got me.
Well, I have to say, season one of the L Word was pretty fucking hot because that guy's ass was always in the camera.
The guy that's on Ugly Betty now, Eric Mabius.
And where is his ass on that show? It's non-existent.
On Ugly Betty?
Yeah, it was always on the camera. I remember that first scene, I was like, is this the lesbian show or is this a Queer as Folk episode?
I don't know. Hey, you know, I heard that Michael Urie, who is on Ugly Betty, and he plays the gay assistant, he is going to have a love interest this year. So I think that show is just the gayest show in the world.
It is.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Oh, is it a thing? Okay, so I'm writing notes and I'm waving
He's
them
writing
at Amy,
notes and saying, can we talk about this? And I'm like, it's a news story.
Because I saw it in the elevator today. So I wanted to, we'll save that for a minute because I got to talk about Big Love.
Okay, talk about
Big Love. So I got, last time we spoke.
Jeannie Triplehorn's so hot.
Oh my God.
I love her.
So hot. And did you, so you saw the one on Monday, right?
Yeah.
So, this was the first time I got to see Big Love in my house.
Aww.
Not watching it on the computer.
Aww.
I had got the HBO, so I unplugged the phone, turned the cell phone off, got on the couch, cranked up the amplifier so the speakers were nice and loud, and watched Big Love, and I enjoyed it. And then all of a sudden, Phil Paxton is naked, and he is fucking the hell out of his youngest wife. And I was like, oh! And then he starts to eat her out. I'm like, oh my God.
Yep.
I was like, this is television?
Yeah. No,
where have
it's
I
not.
Been
it's
for
HBO.
Years? Right?
It's
well,
not. It's HBO.
But I mean, still, where have I been for years? Cheese and rice. It was like right there. It was so good.
Yeah. reminded me of my play that I was just in. I turned to, not me, but I turned to Kelly on the couch and I said, wow, she's having to do exactly what that girl had to do in my play.
Right there.
Like have a totally be naked and have a guy with his face in your, his was too high, you know, in my play. Sure. It was right there.
right
in the money spot.
But it was so good. And then they killed the prophet at the end, Roman.
Well, we don't know that he's dead.
Well, I think so.
Do you?
I think he's dead. I think he died. And I think if he's not dead, it's going to be the cliffhanger for season 3.
I don't think he's dead. I don't think he's dead.
I think he's dead. I think he's dead because I didn't want to, but I watched the clips from the show for the next week. And
yep.
Yeah, I think he died.
I don't know.
But did you notice that Nikki's hair was all of a sudden different in all those clips that they showed?
Oh, I did not.
So after Roman was... Ugh. I'm sorry. I dissect this show and I'm so
you love it so much.
So anyway, off the Big Love onto Logo, Rick and Steve.
Yeah,
have you seen it?
I haven't.
It is.
It's the puppets. It's the little, or they're like little Lego men. Yeah. Lego men. Yeah.
It is like a gay South Park and it is fucking brilliant. The lesbians are trying to have a baby.
Uh huh.
So
it's called Rick and Steve.
Rick and Steve. It's on Logo. It's only about 22 minutes. You can totally, it's very digestible. It's so fucking hysterical. And it's so smart. The comedy is so queer smart. They're trying to get drunk and they're trying to get the semen and with the turkey basters and everything.
But they have like prototypical characters, right? Like one is the bookish lesbian and one is the hyper.
Well, one's the real bull, one's the real femme, and then there's they
but
have
even
friends.
The guys have like I just saw like a promo for it and each one of them had like their own like the uptight gay man and one of them is the gym guy and one's
the
twink
queen, right?
And one's the
the twink with the older guy who has HIV in the wheelchair who's making fun of HIV in the most enjoyable way I think I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
That's a hard subject to poke fun at.
Right.
And the comedy is so fucking smart and it's on a queer channel and I am so blessed that we get to watch things like this on
TV. Isn't it amazing? If people don't have Logo, I feel sorry for you because it's really revolutionized. You know, I remember like Suzanne Westenhofer being on our show, God, 9 months ago because we're coming up on a year here.
Yep.
And coaster on the floor. He's having a vodka straight up.
I needed
up.
Some hydration.
There he goes. But I remember her saying like, why are we all as gay people not just sitting at home and watching Logo all day long? There is a gay television show on.
Because you can only see mermaids. No.
Yeah, exactly. But really the programming is in improving. And I think the big gay sketch comedy is quite funny too.
Oh, hysterical.
It reminds me of the old, In Living Color days. And I like it.
It's a little Carol Burnett-ish too in how they stage it all and do it. Yeah. But I absolutely love it. So, okay, you can talk about it because it's your show. It's not my show.
It's my show?
It's your show.
Well, I can't really talk about it because it's a news story.
Oh,
but
yeah, you can talk about it. Well, we'll just repeat it.
We'll just repeat it. But, the new announcement has been made. Rosie has been replaced now on The View, and Whoopi Goldberg will be taking her seat. Whoopi! And I have to say, Whoopi's caused just as much scandal in her past, dating the white men and the black-faced Ted Danson and, her relationship with Frank Langella. And, she'll say whatever
she says. Her lack of eyebrows.
Her last comedy show, she did her whole thing on the N-word and was like, this is the last time I'll ever do this joke and I'm doing it. And, I think that they picked someone equally kind of edgy but likable and great that they have a person of color on the show, which is amazing. There was interesting buzz that Sherry Shepherd would also be announced with her.
Sherry Shepherd.
African-American actress has been on the show a lot and has sat in the second chair a lot, like kind of the If Barbara's Away chair. Mm. And because they normally have that. It's kind of the Star Jones chair, I guess. But much more petite. Not now, because Star Jones, where is she? She's actually just disappeared.
Did you hear? She got the stomach cut. She admitted it, finally.
Well,
she got the gastric bypass.
Clue phone. For you, Star Jones.
We're just calling her Area 51 from now on, because she looks like one of those aliens on the ship. So Area 51,
freaky.
She's not. So anyway,
it's
back to
sad.
Whoop. The Whoopster.
The Whoopster will be on there, and I just think it's great. Whoopi's always been a fan of our community. She's obviously very liberal. Mm. She is smart. She is a mother,
a grandmother.
She'll
take Elizabeth for a ride, let me tell you.
She'll take Elizabeth for a ride. She'll be good. She'll be good off Joy Behar. Barbara's just along for the ride. It's really time for Barbara to leave the show and just be a producer, I think. I do. I mean, I think it's good, I guess, to have that older woman perspective.
Yeah, because I always feel like when the ones that I've seen with Barbara on, and again, I'm not a huge fan of you, but when I have seen Barbara,
I haven't
on
watched it at all since Rosie left. Well, I've watched it like three times. So I'm
hear
just,
that ABC, yeah. Hear that?
Hello,
are you listening?
Snap on that, yeah.
Right there. But when Babs is on, I do think she actually riles him up. She's yeah. good at like throwing the red hot coal on the table and making them.
And then she kind of dances away from it. Just
yeah.
Like a,
and
you
then
know.
Watches them go. And yeah. It's good. It was really good when I think season one and two, because she would say something and then Joy would start screaming and Star would wave her hands and Meredith would be like, oh, ladies, hey, we got to go to commercial. I mean, it was just
yeah.
perfect. So yeah, yeah, good stuff. TV.
And I'm also still my obsession with So You Think You Can Dance. We've decided that Pasha looks like you, Peter.
Really?
He's hunky, Russian.
Yay. Oh.
Good dancer. Really good dancer.
My
great
name
partner
is Pasha.
Dancer. His name is
it's
Pasha.
It's pleasure to meet you.
It's pleasure to meet you.
I am hung to knees.
Yeah, I think he probably is.
I do not,
I mean,
like
you're
Bajin.
Blonde and he's brunette, but he's light brunette.
His only color.
His only color. I'm kind of sad that it's about to be off and Kat Deely, who's like my favorite television host of anything in a really long time in any of those reality shows. She's very cute and British and you know, she says jidges instead of judges. She says jidges.
You and the Brit fetish, Amy. You
it
and the
is
Brit
true.
Fetish.
It's true. And I've so got to go to London to see the Bad Girls, the musical. It's just all
we've
got
to go to LA to see Posh and Bex.
Oh,
we need to meet her because, you know,
I turned my friend in DC on to Victoria Beckham Comes to America.
Oh, yeah.
And
I wish they would produce it as a series. I want to see that so much
I'm
more
so
than I want to see his.
About it. I can't even tell you.
She was just so smart.
So major. Just major.
Just really major.
Her blow dry was major. That was my favorite ever.
Love her so much.
But I have to give a little teaser. Speaking of television,
Diddle some skittles.
Little teaser. Well, and also for the boys, and if we get straight men listening too, let me tell you, this person that I interviewed that will come out next week.
Oh, give them a gender. Come on,
it's a woman.
Okay,
is probably in the history of television. There have been two women that I would literally. I would just have died to met or interviewed, and now I've done one of them.
Yay!
And popped my proverbial cherry with this. But anyhow, I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm going to tease you. But next week, an entire television icon and probably one of my I was in love with this person. So I am very excited. I have to say, I didn't record this in the interview, but I told her, I said, of the probably 5,000 interviews I've done, I don't know if I've ever been as excited to do an interview.
Wow.
It was really, really super excited. And on top of that, my brother was equally excited and who never thinks that I'm very cool or is never very jealous of my life.
Until.
I mean, he called me this morning before I did the interview and was freaking out. And so that's all I can tell you is there's much anticipation in the Matheny household
so
about
good.
This interview. So
the tension, the pressure.
So next week, I have just got a humdinger coming at you. So I'm so excited.
I want to tell people. I want to tell people. I'm so excited.
Hold off.
Divas.
You'll know
divas,
we play
divas.
That. Maybe we could play the theme music like next week.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Maybe next week I can play. Oh, we don't have to find it. It's in my iTunes.
There
trust
you go.
Me. It's
there
right
you go.
Here. I have remixes and everything.
Oh.
Trust me. It's all over the world. Well, on today's show, we have just a lady who has so much energy on the stage. I get a little nervous when I see her because
she's so great.
She's so great. And her music, just this big giant songbook. I don't know how she does it all. But Sean Wiggins is here with her band Lone Goat. So her new title is Sean Wiggins and Lone Goat. I love that.
Yeah.
Lone Goat. Where is Sean Wiggins and Lone Goat?
High on the hill was a lonely goat.
Oh, the sing-along Sound of Music should be back soon. It's coming on fall, isn't it? We need to go to that together.
Okay.
That's going to be totally fun. But anyway, Sean Wiggins.
We digress.
Right.
But it's our show, so we can do that.
Absolutely. Sean Wiggins and Lone Goat. She's coming to perform at Market Days, which is just around the corner, folks. It's August 11th and 12th, right here
on
Halsted.
What is Market Days for people who don't know? Let's
Market
educate.
Days is a giant street festival that happens in the North Halsted area. It goes from Belmont and Halsted all the way down to
in
Addison and Halsted.
Gaberhood.
The whole Nellieborhood comes alive.
350,000 people over 2 days.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Three quarters of them have their shirts off. The other quarter have their bras off, but their nipples are covered. And then there's lots of strollers.
And lots of music.
And just
lots of food.
Three different stages.
Shops.
Chocked full of performers, all the beer you want, food, everything happening, lots of good fried stuff. The Kielbasa King will be here, I'm certain, with his giant sausage.
Dirty.
But just a wonderful street festival happening. It's August 11th and 12th. If you are in the Chicagoland area, I hope you come out. If you are not in the Chicagoland area, rent a car. Come on down. You have to come see.
There you
go. Sean Wiggins is going to be on the show. We've got news. Jerry Potter is stopping in.
He's got his picks.
Yes, and more after this.
You love the book. You love the movie. Now the story you love comes to Chicago at the Cadillac Palace Theater. Oprah Winfrey presents The Color Purple. Unforgettable characters, a triumphant story, and music that's simply amazing. It's truly the must-see musical event of the year. Now playing at the Cadillac Palace Theater. Tickets still available. Call Ticketmaster. Log on to colorpurple.com. Oprah Winfrey presents The Color Purple, sponsored by Ariel Mutual Funds.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Mr. Edible Underwear Maker!
Your true genius combined two of man's favorite things, panties and food.
I can taste it now!
They're a snack, they're underwear. They're a snack and underwear. Brilliant.
Two treats in one.
Gorgeous grape, rock my world raspberry, bodacious banana.
26 flavors.
And nothing says, I want you, like a man with a mouthful of underpants.
I want you, baby.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker. Because thanks to you, when it comes to panties, extra large means extra yummy.
Yummy.
Beer at Isobu, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
And for the week of July 31st, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Northwestern University presents three new musical theater events at its Summer Music Theater Festival. The festival's featured musical, In the Bubble, directed by Michael Greif, director of Rent on Broadway, playing July 27th through August 12th. Don't miss this funny and touching coming-of-age story that captures the pull between safety and growth and the risks that accompany change. Tickets start at $25. Call 847-491-7282 or visit tic.northwestern.edu.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
You say you got troubles, have way too much to do. No time for anything much but things that revolve around you. You pitch a pretty good line. I got to get to work on time, but I've turned off your alarm, and 11 o'clock doesn't seem much harm. Oh, I'm not trying to fight or cause another sleepless night. I'm just stating my case, making sure everything's in its place.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News.
In a 6-1 decision, the Ohio Supreme Court has ruled that the state's domestic violence statute applies to all unmarried couples, even though there is a constitutional ban on same-sex marriages. The court said that the law is only identifying one group of people who is protected from violence. Chief Justice Thomas J. Moyer wrote that the state does not have a role in creating cohabitation, but it does have a role in creating a marriage.
In Rochester, New York, police union head Ron Evangelista has slammed police Chief David Moore because of an internal investigation Moore has called involving a gay bashing. Moore ordered the investigation after local gay bashing victims alleged that police who responded to the incident used anti-gay slurs. "It's the people with guns and drugs that are the problem," Evangelista said. "You can't chastise the police for their discretions."
The pro-GLBT group Family Pride has started a campaign to urge Adoption Profiles, LLC, to allow all prospective adoptive parents, regardless of sexual orientation, to post on its website, adoption.com. Family Pride's action was prompted by a settlement reached by gay couple Michael and Rich Butler after Adoption Profiles rejected their application.
Because New Mexico has not banned same-sex marriage, gay and lesbian couples who reside in that state can legally get married in Massachusetts. City and town clerks in the Bay State were recently told by Stanley Nyberg, the state's registrar of vital records, to license a gay couple from New Mexico.
Alexis Giraldo, a transgendered woman, is suing the California state prison system because of a policy that places inmates in prisons based on their biological gender. Giraldo alleges that Folsom state prison guards ignored her pleas after she was raped and beaten by her male cellmate until she was attacked again.
Reno, Nevada resident James Gao has been charged with hiring a hitman to murder his wife so he could live with another man and have custody of his children. Authorities claim that Gao recently told his wife that he was gay and had a boyfriend. The hitman went to the police, who set up a sting.
ABC talk show The View has added Whoopi Goldberg as co-host to sit in Rosie O'Donnell's former chair. Goldberg will be the moderator and has sat in the chair many times since Rosie quit. She will begin in early September.
The number of Fortune 500 companies that has instituted gender identity discrimination has risen from 78 to 125 since January 2006. That's almost double. That's awesome. The figure is issued in a human rights campaign report called The State of the Workplace for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Americans, 2006 to 2007. 4 years ago, only 8 companies had such a policy.
That's progress. And the Independent Film Channel has acquired the 10 new installments of R. Kelly's hip-hopera piece, Trapped in the Closet. Chapters 13 through 22 are slated to be released on DVD August 21st, but if IFC plans to air the original 12 episodes as well, streaming all 22 episodes will be available on IFC.com. And that's your Windy City Queercast News.
Hey, this is Del Shores, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I never believed in a bright pot of gold, hadn't put faith in the lies I've been told, and I put up my guard to hold back the world. I saw your face and I followed into the blue, into the green, into my life. You swept like a breeze. And it's
nothing says summer quite like market days right here in Chicago.
Summertime.
And along with market days comes a whole load of great music right here on Halstead. And I have to tell you, folks, I've seen so many market days, born and raised. I think I've missed 2 maybe or 3. And one of the most energetic acts that we have on the strip is Sean Wiggins with Lone Goat right here, right by my casa.
Right by our studio.
Right by our studio.
It's like NBC. We could just wave out our window.
Yeah, I know. I don't have Katie Kirk cheekbones yet, though.
Work on it.
Right here on the Belmont stage on Saturday evening will be Sean Wiggins and Lone Goat. And we're so thankful. It's been a year now, Sean. It's been a year. We're so thankful to have you back on the show again. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Busy, busy, busy. So happy to be talking to you guys.
We are so thrilled. You know, it's really quite a marker because we are coming up. This is our 1 year, I think, next week. And, you know, it's really so exciting because you're one of our first guests and an old friend. And it's so amazing to see what happens to somebody in a year. You've got so much exciting stuff to talk about.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I was poking around on your website, seanwiggins.com, and we're going to say that a bunch more. See how I slipped that in? It was very, very well done.
Subtle.
But on the very front page of seanwiggins.com is this insane tour schedule. I think I counted 100 some odd dates. How do you keep all that up?
In 3 months, 100 dates.
No.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so they're only 90 days in 3 months. But they're all real. No, I'm kidding.
Speed date.
Exactly.
I'm not happy if I'm not performing. If I'm out doing shows, I'm happy. I think that when I tend to do 2 a day sometimes.
Wow.
And it's really stupid. If you've been to California, I like fly in Santa Barbara at noon and then drive all the way down to South Orange County which can be a 4-hour drive to go play for another 4 hours. So, you know, it's kind of nutty.
It's just this big crazy thing. And who are you traveling with? So are you traveling with Lone Goat, or what is this Lone Goat? Explain this for our listeners.
Well, how does this work? Lone Goat is not really a good story, but the Lone Goat is my new band.
Okay.
Sean Wiggins and Lone Goat is my new band, and I spend a lot of time on the freeway out here, and the freeway out here isn't that interesting. So if you find something interesting, you're really lucky, and I happened to find a Lone Goat. And I was really bored at the time, so it was very exciting.
Oh, no.
So, kind of identified with the goat, and the goat just stuck with us. And then, so the band is called Sean Wiggins and Lone Goat, and I often travel with just my guitar player, and he becomes the Lone Goat.
So, I see.
I don't know if he likes it a whole lot, but...
Do you make him wear, like, pan pants and the cloven
hoof
shoes?
Little cloven feet, that's what I imagine.
I've tried. So far, he's put his hoof down.
Oh. And she's smart too, folks. Love it, love it. So the new CD, we were just talking about, like, what happens in a year, and here you are a year later with an awesome new CD, and it's called The Kitchen Sink. Now, does that mean there's everything but, or what's going on? How'd you get the title? What's going on there?
There's everything but, yeah, I had some tunes that have sort of been sitting on my shelf for a little while that I wanted to put on a CD, and there wasn't any rhyme or reason to the styles that were going on it, and I was like, who cares? I'm my own record label. Nobody's going to tell me that doesn't make sense. You need to have more of a theme or something like that. So my theme is Everything Goes.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
That's kind of my life anyhow, so it's... You know, it's a daily thing.
Are you a prolific writer? I mean, do you write all the time? Do you have stacks of songs that you haven't had an opportunity to record?
I start stacks of songs. Finishing them is another story.
Uh-huh.
I have piles and piles of ideas. When I actually sit down to finish songs, I usually make time for that, and I have to really sit down and craft it.
Uh-huh.
So that becomes more like everything goes in cycles. So I write really... steadily, and that's all I do for maybe 5 months or something like that, and then I focus on trying to get it recorded, then I tour for like a year, and I spend all my time on the phone trying to book gigs, so it's kind of, it goes in sections, you know, according to what I'm trying to do.
And is it you sitting down with a guitar on the couch, you plunking at the piano, does it happen in the supermarket, where does it come at
you? In my car.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time in my car. I call myself constantly. I call my machine at home, and I talk to myself like I'm there listening. Like, Sean. And then I expect myself to answer. Sean, I got an idea for you. And then at the end, I thank myself. Thanks for listening. Can you get back to me on that?
Well, when you start returning those phone calls, that's when you know you have a problem.
Yeah.
It's okay to leave the messages.
That's when you've probably done too many tour dates in a row.
Right.
I haven't done that yet, but I'm feeling it coming, so I might need a vacation.
Absolutely. So with so many tour dates and so many gigs, do you plan out your sets, or do you just, is it what's going on that day and you scribble something on a piece of paper and hand it to the band, or how do you put the set list together for, I mean, because 100 dates, dude, that's a ton.
Well, I do, the bigger dates, I do plan them. My band laughs, though, because I spend a lot of time planning them and sending them to the band, and then I print them out in big lettering, and I bring them to the band at the day of the gig, and then I never follow them.
So is it like a wink and a nudge to the right, sort of like a pitcher's, like, hand something or other, and that's that song, and do it, or you whisper?
Yeah,
or...
except a couple of our songs have the same word in them, so they're like, okay, but which one, you know?
Is that the G chord or the A minor?
At this point, I hand them the set list, and they just look at me and raise their eyebrows, like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is what we expect, but we know that's not what we're going to get.
Exactly.
Well, you know, you probably, I mean, the many, many times that I've seen you perform, you really read your crowd well, you really listen to your crowd if they're hollering at you, you know, it seems so interactive with you. Is that what's really important to you about the live experience?
It's like the only thing that's important for me, because it's all about the interaction between me and the people in front of me. And even if I'm in a bigger venue where I can't really connect to, like, everyone, you know, mm-hmm. I might find one or two people that I can actually interact with. And if I catch something somebody says, or if you can tell I'm about to do this, like, ballad, and there's no way in hell that's going to go over, I'm like, I better do something up.
Yeah.
Through the ballad, you know?
Yeah.
And move it around. Well, you talked about big venues, but I know, like, from your history, you were born on one coast, on the East Coast. You live on the West Coast. You tour all over. Is there still a dream venue for you, or is there some place that you would just love to get on stage? Or is there some place you've already been at and you were like, oh, that was my dream venue and I did it and I need to move on? Or what, you know, what are the big things out there for you now?
Well, I don't have like one place that I think of as, oh, that's the ultimate gig or something. Because for me, there's so many different ultimate gigs, I mean, or amazing gigs. Mm-hmm. And usually you experience it after. You go, okay, I did that one. That was fabulous. But, and I've done too many gigs where I'm like, oh, I want to play the Troubadour, the Roxy, you know, and then you play them and you go, oh, that one kind of sucked. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, we just played the Garlic Festival in Gilroy with the band.
Oh, wow.
And that's like Northern California. And, big crowd, you know, 20,000 people go through this place in the weekend, and it was so much fun, and it's so much about the interaction, like picking some people in the crowd, that people started walking up to the stage requesting songs, you know, and they feel they can. So I don't know, it's more, I'm going for festivals and bigger, where I can meet new people, and I like it when people aren't just sitting in a chair in front of me.
Right.
Yeah.
I like bigger bars or festivals or big clubs, because I don't like people to feel like they're like held captive.
Yeah.
The chair is too steadfast. You need to get them standing and moving around. Absolutely.
I like that. There's something about the freedom of it where you see if everybody's staying, you go, oh, they really like me. they're not held captive in that chair.
Mm.
Who all makes up Lone Goat? How many different pieces and what instruments have you added to kind of your singer-songwriter gal with a guitar? And if there's a piano around, I obviously know you sit down at that as well.
Mostly it's me on acoustic. I have electric guitar player, bass player, and a drummer. And my bass player also sings backup now. So we're a four-piece. And
with a gigantic sound.
Really a mix of our own stuff, and then we add in, you know, obnoxious covers like AC/DC and Led Zeppelin, and we just starting to do some Johnny Cash and that kind of stuff.
Ooh.
Very
Johnny
cool.
Johnny Cash, we love it. Well, I know you're coming to the Midwest just before Chicago. For any of our listeners out in Cal City, you're going to be out there. What's going on out there? Do you know what venue that is?
I was. That is no longer.
Oh, sad.
Because they closed.
Oh. Poop.
Yes, it used to be the Patch, and then it became the Kano's.
That's
and now
right.
It is no longer.
That's right. So it means that you're going to have some extra time, possibly, in the Midwest.
Maybe. It means I get to go out and have fun. Not
Yay!
That I wouldn't have fun playing, but I get to just go be stupid somewhere.
Right. So in Chicago, like, because I know you've come here quite a bit for festivals. I mean, that's how I've usually seen you,
you
outside
lived here,
in Chicago.
Though, didn't you?
No, I never lived there. I just was spent a lot of time.
Yeah, it felt like you lived there here in like the late 90s. I was like, didn't you live here?
She was
it
always
felt
here.
Like it.
It was.
So what's a Chicago, for people who aren't from Chicago, what's a Chicago experience from you? Is there something you have to do every time you get here?
Or you look forward to?
I have to eat an Italian beef sandwich.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sorry, vegetarian. Sorry.
I'm not. They're just missing out.
I
what's wrong
to.
With them?
I don't know. I couldn't live without
me either.
I know.
It's so strange for us lesbians to say that, isn't it? I couldn't live without meat.
Oh,
I felt a little dirty in you saying that, but I joined in with you, Sean. I'm
beef,
with you.
Sausage, chicken, pig. I don't care. I'll take them all.
Mm.
I want them all. So Italian beef sandwiches. And then what about around town? Is there a bar
like
you like to go to?
Or shops?
Or, you know, is there a certain street you're like, oh, this street feels like Chicago. I like being here.
Well, I love North Halsted.
Mm.
You say North Halsted or North Halsted or...
Halsted.
Halsted.
We pronounce it.
Yeah, yep. the H is there, unless you're from the Sayo.
I know, but it kind of goes to both sides, so I don't know which side the H goes with. Anyway.
I know, it's confusing.
What side you get up on in the morning, right?
That's true.
But I love that area, but I don't know. I love the whole city. I've gotten lost so many times driving around because I'll get on a street that sort of doesn't go straight and it suddenly turns and I have no idea where I am.
And then you're in Plainfield. Like, what the fuck? How do I get
here? Yeah. I usually am going with the flow because I'm sort of at everybody else's, you know, some other, my friends are sort of telling me what to do.
Mm.
I sort of am just going with the flow, and I end up wherever I end up, and I've seen all sorts of sides of Chicago. I never seem to go to the same place more than once.
That's a beautiful thing.
I think so.
You know, because you always get to see the different flavors in different venues. I think Chicago's like rainbow sherbet.
It is.
There's lots of colors.
So what's going on?
I'm from New York, and I like New York for me. I love New York, but Chicago sort of combines New York and I wouldn't even say San Francisco. It's sort of it's a city that's really a metropolitan city, but it's not obnoxious.
Yeah. I think it's the lake. It sort of calms everybody's temper when they look out at the water and they're like, "Oh, I can't see the other side. Yay!"
Thank goodness for the lake.
Right. It's for the lake. It's really for
the
lake.
And that's a big lake. I mean, I look at that thing and I go, there's no way that's a lake. Where I'm from, you see the other side, and that's a lake.
You know? Not here. You just see the little water intakes where the drinkable water comes into the pipe.
I like to imagine it's an ocean, always, on like Friday afternoons.
Yeah, it doesn't smell salty, though. That's the only thing. It smells like lake water. I mean, not that that's a bad thing, but, you know, it doesn't have the ocean smell. That's the only thing I miss.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's good
water. But it's got a really cool color.
It does, especially the river. It's all green.
Well, I wasn't going to go there.
It's all green and delightful.
So, Sean, who is really who are you really digging these days? I mean, I'm sure obviously inspiration can come from what's going on today. And are there singer songwriters that you're really really becoming fan of, or that you're listening to? It sounds like you're in your car a lot.
Yeah, with all that car time,
I'm sure you've got to have something in the CD player.
Well, unfortunately, I just got XM Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And I've been listening to, like, weird 80s and 70s. And,
oh, yay.
You know, when you have your choice, even old radio shows, I've been sort of bopping around the XM airwaves.
Feeling all that good commercial freeness.
There was no real choice in it. Somebody gave me a present that I had to spend money on, but we'll go, you know.
Yeah.
Don't look a gift horse.
Yeah, really. You know, it's weird. It's like I just have discovered Johnny Cash for myself, and I've just like been really into Johnny Cash recently. It isn't like any. I don't know who knew. I like Katie Tunstall.
Yeah, KT. Yeah,
KT Tunstall. I really like her.
She's kind of exploded, hasn't she?
Yeah, and there's the other woman. Why can't I think of her name? She's the one who does like the jazzy, like. Nightclub, 50s nightclub. I can't think
cabaret.
Of
cabaret.
Amy Winehouse?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love her.
She's got big hair.
Yeah,
she's got big hair.
Totally inspired.
Big hair. I think that's what I really like.
You have to get a wig.
We'll take you to Beatnik's Girl. It's right down the street. It'll be fabulous.
That's right. We'll dress you up like Amy Winehouse for your gig.
But really, I'm always learning new songs and trying, you know, and so I do a lot of studying in my car. So trying to learn lyrics and stuff for the covers we do.
We've got to get you a little microphone so you can like podcast from your car when you're going through.
I know. I'm imagining like a video like with Sean singing one of her new songs and she's got to be in a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's
going
to
be
and then the lone goat story just has to happen. Like
right.
A goat.
It can be very David Lynch. There's a blue goat in the middle of a field.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. Peter and I should come out and produce this for you.
There you go.
I think so.
Floating.
Exactly.
You know?
Floating, yes.
The floating blue goat out there. Well, folks, the CD is called The Kitchen Sink. You can hear clips on the internets, or you can buy it right from SeanWiggins.com. I believe there's also some clips on your MySpace page, MySpace.com/SeanWiggins. We're going to have all these good links in the note. And if you are in the Chicagoland area, you must be on Halsted at the Belmont End at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be a fantastic, it's just a great venue. There's great people there. There's lots of beer and food and fried things and all
pretty
kinds
people.
Of pretty people. And everything. Take your shirts off if you can. Ladies, don't show the nips. I mean, you can bring the breasts out. Just keep the nipples under wraps. We love them, though. We love the breast. You know, nothing wrong with boobies. Boobies feed the world. So,
wow. That was a mouthful.
Literally. Ha, ha, ha. So, folks, come out and see Sean Wiggins. It's going to be Saturday, August 11th. And if you're even close to the Chicagoland area, get in your car and do some driving, because Market Days is not to be missed. Sean, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks,
come
Sean.
Come on out. I hope to see you guys.
Absolutely.
We will. SeanWiggins.com. Okay. That's SeanWiggins.com.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.